The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance actually thinks the deficit is more than $2 billion. So how do the governor and lawmakers even start filling the gap?
It starts by stopping some of the financial tricks that have been going on for the last 10 years.
Tricks, according to the Alliance's Dale Knapp, like raiding the transportation fund or putting off until tomorrow what should be paid today, or spending one-time windfalls such as the tobacco settlement money. Once that's stopped, Knapp says, the governor and legislature have to decide either how to cut spending or increase revenue or both.
One way or another, solving this, there's going to be pain involved, but I think ultimately it gets us back on track.
Knapp says it could take years.
This isn't something that I don't think can be fixed in one budget. It's something that we're going to have to do over several years.
The governor comes up with his budget proposal, but ultimately Knapp says it comes down to the Assembly and the Senate.
Legislature, has to do their job, and that is deciding which spending is necessary and which spending isn't.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.